Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny.
And Rihanna's show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And okay, this is a little bit buzzwordy, but I'm really excited for today's topic. We're going to talk about our 5 top tips for how to get into the gaming industry.
Yes, I know there's been a conversation about this a lot. People bring it up. I know I see conversations online, social media of people just asking, like, okay, how can I get into the gaming industry? And there's different ways. Look, I'm not saying that this is going to be 100% the right way. I feel like sometimes people need to figure it out themselves, and you're going to find that path yourself. You know, I think we could give advice from our experience as much as we can, but at the end of the day, you got to do the homework and find out which one is the right one, the right way for you.
Yeah, and we'll get into more details about what that means, but quick disclaimer, this is not at all the way that I got into the gaming industry. And I know, Danny, you have a bit of an unusual path into this work as well. But this is kind of a combination of what we see as useful for people today. I have been in the workforce for many years, Danny even more. And what we did is not always possible today. So we're really giving this list as best practices based on what we've seen work and what we've seen work recently for people who want to get into the industry the way it is right now. Because as you know, it's always evolving, always changing. And it's important to have a lens of what works for people today versus what worked for the people you're talking to as mentors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can't wait for us to have this conversation, because there's a lot of things that we should definitely bring up, and especially how I did it back then. There's no way people could do that now. So, <Yeah. laughs> but it's good to bring it up, because I think this conversation will help to inspire people to, like, hey, you know what? I like what Danny Rihanna has to say about this, man. So let's do it, Ri. Which is the first one that we're gonna do.
So number one, pick a passion. It's really easy to be a jack of all trades, especially if you're going in from the development angle and you want to make a game. So you're focused on the assets, you're focused on, like, doing the level design, you want to do the music, you want to do the narrative. It's really easy to get very broad and what interests you and motivates you, and that's okay. But a quick way to get someone else to hire you is to pick an expertise, to get good at it, and to make sure that it's something that keeps fueling your creativity, because it's a bit of a haul sometimes. So there are lots of different ways to get into game development, and not all of them are actually coding and making things for a game. I, for instance, yes, I have been in game dev, but I was in marketing. So I touched game assets here and there when I needed to maybe extract something for a trailer or a screenshot for the back of the box or for an award submission. But I was more so involved in how we're telling the story about this game, who we're advertising to, what they can get excited about when they start to play it. That's definitely a different vibe than people who are actually making the product itself. There are also people who are accountants, and they work on game development specifically because game financing is very unique as a product and as a business. It is very different from a car loan company or from a mug store. So, like, there are lots of different angles that you can take with everyday jobs or jobs that you don't think are related to game dev, but they have a really specific need for people who understand this industry and they understand this economy to work in game development specifically.
Yeah, I like this re-pick a passion. It's because, you know, we got into the game industry, of course, in different ways, you know, but my passion has always been content creation. Like, how can I create something and just share that to my community that we have the same love about gaming, you know? So that was my passion, you know. But one thing that I learned is I never try to follow the trend or what's hot at the moment for me to get into the gaming industry. I was just passionate about the content creation, you know, back in the days, man. So yeah, I think this is like the right thing to start off with. Pick your passion. Definitely pick your passion as number one.
Yeah. And obviously there are lots of different ways to figure out what your passion is, but Danny, why don't you roll us into number two, which can maybe help some people figure this part out.
Number two. I'm very passionate about this because I always talk, I always bring this up. Always bring this up. Networking. Mm-hmm. 100% very important. And look, there's different ways to network. There's network where it could be through social media. It could be maybe through like a Zoom call, Google Meet call, right? Or maybe there's an event locally in your local area. You don't need to go to like Los Angeles to go to like a Summer Game Fest or E3 back in the days, all that stuff. There's always things happening in your local area or close to your area that's gaming related, let's just say. So for example, one time I moved back to New York City and I was just very curious, how can I find my people that are into podcasting? About the marketing, how to create content, how to edit. They got to be like meetups here in New York City, right? So what I did, I looked up meetup.com and just searched for that type of thing, right? The reason why I'm bringing meetups is because there's always meetups across the globe of a certain things. And one of them could be about video game industry or maybe about content creation, stuff like that. You could look it up and just attend. Let's say it's not meetup.com. There's also other events that you could go and meet other creators, other developers, even PR, marketing folks. Let's say like an event like PAX. There's PAX East. There's PAX West. If you're outside of the globe, there's PAX Australia, you know, that type of thing. The reason I'm bringing this up is because there's a lot of independent companies there that's promoting their things. And it's good to just go and have conversations. Hey, maybe you'll meet someone at an event like, hey, let's exchange contacts. If you can, let's go for lunch or coffee, you know, and start having that conversation. Let people know about the things that you do. If you just show up and not say anything, nobody's going to know the things that you do. You're never going to get the opportunity. And here's another thing too, especially for content creators. I know sometimes we just put up a lot of the content online and that's it. And we just depend on the algorithm. People pick it up on all that stuff, right? But honestly, there's nothing in this world that you could beat this. Meeting people in person, face to face. That is the most powerful thing that helped me throughout the years because that's how I spread the word about the show. I spread the word about the things that I do. And that's how I got so many different opportunities because I was just there at an event and I just got lucky at that time to get access to certain things. And I think you will miss out a lot if you don't go to these events. And it is very, very important to network. So like I'm going to give you a perfect example. A couple months ago, Rihanna went to an event here in Los Angeles that she mm-hmm. found out. I think it was like a black business. It was like different business owners from like all across the U.S. in Los Angeles just talk about their business. And Rihanna showed up. And just by her going to that event, you met so many people there, right?
Yes.
And that's very, very, very important for us to do.
And what's really cool is I met people both inside of, you know, the marketing bubble, but also other people who are connected to gaming. Like I met the CEO of KidsCon, which is a convention that they do here in Los Angeles area every mm-hmm. fall. It's coming up soon in the next couple of weeks. And they have a lot of gaming gaming companies that sponsor KidsCon and have booths there. And they're specifically geared towards younger audiences, obviously. So there's a whole wealth of considerations that they need to make sure that they're keeping in mind when they're making their advertising choices, because, you know, there's different rules when you're marketing to kids. So right there, there's a whole bunch of specialties that, you know, end up popping out and consulting opportunities for DNR Media, where, mm-hmm. you know, they need to talk to people who know about kids. Maybe you're a parent, maybe you've worked with kids, and you also know about video games. Maybe you're making a video game for kids. So those are connections that I would not have been able to start making for both us as a company and our clients by extension if I hadn't been at that marketing event.
100%. And one last thing I'll mention. If you do go to these events and you start networking, you start talking to people, please, and this is very, very important, please be professional.
Yes.
Don't just go in there and be like, just it's all about you and that's it, and you just there just to get contacts. You got to be professional, because that is going to make people not talk to you if you're not professional at all. So make sure to do that.
Be professional. Be on message. Know what you're trying to talk to people about, what impression you want to leave. A really good way to check this out is maybe practice a conversation into a microphone and record it, and then go back to our last episode and check the tool that you can use. It's Google LM, right?
Google Notebook
LM. Google Notebook LM, and play your recording for it. You know, just add it to the tool, and it will give you feedback on how you come across, what people think of you after you're done talking to them. So, you know, practice. It's important, and it helps a lot. If you're looking for some events, there are lots of different ones that are both for the industry and also tangential ones, like marketing events or events for content creators like TwitchCon and things like that, or VidCon. But also another way you could get into it is just meeting other fans of the industry and other fans of properties you're interested in, and see where that leads you. If nothing else, it's really good market research. But fanexpohq.com is a good place to go to see events that are in many different areas, because not everything is in New York and LA. Maybe you can't get to San Diego for Comic-Con, but if you're in Texas, South by Southwest is a good one to check out. If you're in Chicago, I know that they've recently started doing this thing called Gamers Universe, I want to say. And there's lots of different things you can look up in your area to see what you can get into. Comic-Con has several different places that it goes to. PAX, yes, they've cut a couple of cities, but there's always something that you can check out. There's Dragon Con, there's GCX. Like, look for the things that are in your area, or at least something you can get to, if possible, because networking online is helpful. And for a lot of people, it's the only option. But truthfully, in person is unmatched for how much potential development you can do, both as a professional and for your career long term.
Definitely. That's number two. Now, number three. This is a good one, too.
Number three. Oh, there's one thing I forgot to mention for networking.
Yeah.
Connect with other people in your industry and in your lane. Maybe going back to pick a passion, if you want to be an accountant for games, find other accountants. If you want to be a games marketer, find other games marketers. If you want to be a dev, find other devs. There's a great Discord. It's House of Peeps. You can find them on Twitter at The Peeps Discord, twitter.com or x.com/ThePeepsDiscord. Find other communities that are doing the same thing you're doing. They can help you so much. But getting to training and practicing. Because once you figure out what you want to do, you need to get good at it. If you're already good at it, you got to get better at it. Always. You always need to be learning and growing. This is something that has been ingrained in me as a former healthcare professional, because we are constantly required to do additional training and coursework to keep our certifications up to date. We're always tested. We're always learning. And it's really important that you bring that into any career that you have, if you want to be the best, if you want to be your best, and if you want to always bring your creativity, your best self, your freshest mind to something, it's important to be training and it's important to be practicing outside of just what you're doing for your work. So it's easy to do your job and then go home and not do anything else. I want to do that a lot of the time too. I get it. But it is really, really helpful if you can even, for a couple weeks at a time, work on some additional skills, work on sharpening what you already know how to do well. If you're a developer, game jams are a really great thing way to do that. Sometimes they're just a couple days long, so you can just do it over a weekend and then do your regular work for the rest of the year if you want. It doesn't take an entire college course workload of learning and effort in order to keep your skills sharp. If you want to get into game jams, Game Jolt is a great resource for you. They have all kinds of game jams, lots of them short term, that you can go check out. I also know the people at Game Jolt. I've worked with them before. They're fantastic. So if you're on the dev side, definitely check them out. But if you're in the marketing side, look at a project that you could do for a family member. You know, if there's somebody who has a party and you want to get into the event space in gaming, offer to help somebody plan a baby shower or a family cookout or something like that. If you want to get into merch design, like, see if there's anybody who would like to, like, your help in making a t-shirt or a gift bag for something. Or if you're in the content side, look and see if there's anything happening locally that you could make a BTS video for, or if you can help them do some commercial work. And a lot of times this can be paid, so that's awesome. But even if it's on a volunteer basis, practice makes perfect, honestly. It really does. And it helps if you can also take your skills and develop them outside of what's required for you to get paid and eat and live, because it's a little less pressure. It's a little more fun. You can take some liberties. You can try some things. You can be a little bit more risky, and then take those learnings back to what you do every day.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Next is a big one. And again, something you're very good at. It ties along with networking, but this is specifically focused on self-promoting.
Self-promoting, very, very important. And it's not spamming. It's not spamming at all. It's more of, because here's the thing. When people follow you on social media, they're basically interested on the things that you have to say, things that you post, right? It's a, they're basically giving you permission for you to put up your content for them to see it, right? But if you're spamming people, like, for example, and this happens a lot on LinkedIn, where people start following me, and I add them because I'm like, oh, they have an interesting career. I would love to learn more about this. They would just right away hit me up like, hey, give me a call, this and this and that. I do this, and I'll charge you. I'm like, wait, that's not
how it's like, you are you could... looking for more subscribers? Like,
yeah, no, that's not the right way to self-promote. So if you notice, if you follow me on social media, I always talk about the things that I do, things that's coming up to get people excited, or sometimes I just surprise people. Like one day, I just randomly posted, I have an interview with Keanu Reeves coming on Telemundo today at 4:30. Like I wrote something like that, like super quick. And that just came out of nowhere. And that's our daughter in the background.
Singing over there.
Yeah. But like stuff like that, it created this buzz. Like everybody was talking about it, right? So it helped me to promote the stuff, the things that I do. It helped me to promote the podcast, Gamer Talk Radio. It also helped us to get clients because of our announcement of DNR Media Consulting. We talked about that back in February when we launched it. It was during the week of DICE. And everybody was congratulating. They were willing to know more about us. It helped us to book meetings at DICE because of the announcement. You know, like nobody knew that we were going to do this, you know. So like things like that. That's how you self-promote. Also, for example, one day I posted on Twitter where I was like, oh, man, I wish I could, you know, surprise my mom. I would love to surprise her of me having a billboard in Times Square, right? And you were the one, Reed, that told me you should definitely post that first. That will help you to manifest it, but let people know that you want that, right? And I did that, and I got an opportunity from Twitch because they follow me. A lot of the Twitch staff hit me up, and they gave me an opportunity. That's a way where I'm self-promoting, and I just, let's see what happens. Whoever reads it, maybe they will give me the opportunity. Also, Paris one time, and this is a true story, my co-host Paris Liddy on Gamer Tag Radio, he posted, I would love to host the Xbox game showcase. He just posted that. He didn't say anything else. He was like, I hope one day I could do that. That would be really cool. That would be cool if I could do that. You know, not experienced. He has never done that before. You know, this is like a rare situation, you know. somebody got to see it and they gave them the opportunity. You know, that's what I'm trying to say, like self-promote. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just to jump in, like, because self-promotion and manifestation are a little different. And when you have a huge following like Danny does or like Paris does, it's a lot easier to get visibility for those things. But even if you're small, even if you're just starting out, even if you only have 300 followers, which isn't small, but if you're mm-hmm. if you're just starting to figure out your path and your footprint, if you tell people what you want to do, it's more likely they'll help you get there. It's really, really helpful to be vocal about not only what you want to do, but also what you've done. As Danny's mentioned, he's fantastic at posting his accomplishments. And posting your accomplishments is a lot more effective than asking people to give you stuff. Mm-hmm. It's more intriguing. It shows that you do have some expertise and some ability. And it makes people curious about what else you can do. And it's important that, again, you don't spam folks. You're not hounding them or hassling them, but just celebrating things that you've already done, celebrating things that you want to add to your resume, and you'll find that the universe starts to help put you on that path.
Yeah, and I was going to bring this up, Brie, because I thought you were going to bring it up, but you know, Rihanna on LinkedIn, you started working at a healthcare industry, right?
I did.
And you want to get out, you were like, post this. I don't know exactly what you posted on LinkedIn, but I know you wanted to get out of that industry, right?
Yes.
And because the things that you post, and you're going to mention right now in a couple minutes if you want, but because of that, it gave you the opportunity to get a job at Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
You want to mention about that?
Yeah. I've told this story different ways, different places, but I mm-hmm. wanted to get out of healthcare. I had a certain set of skills. So again, I had a very broad range of passions and expertise, and I blasted it out to all of my networks. I said, hey, everyone, here's what I can do. I want to find a new industry. Here are the things that I love. Who can help me? And I just asked the universe for help. And my sister-in-law, Christine, answered that call. She was an angel for me. And she put me in touch with the people at Microsoft who were working on Xbox. And because I had a really great skill set and a passion for project management and product management, they were able to fold me in alongside my gaming experience, because I've been playing games my entire life. I married those two things and went over to the team that localizes video games for Xbox. So that was my start in game dev back in, oh my God, 10 years ago now, in January 2015. And because I knew what I was passionate about, I also had a good network, and I had been training and practicing in these skills alongside the industry knowledge and experience and familiarity that I had, and I promoted myself in the right way, it led me to my game job. So I say that I had a weird path into the industry, but really I did do all of these things. I just didn't know I was doing them at the time. it was one of those things where I just followed my instincts and I landed here. But truthfully, this formula is what worked for me. It just worked in a very different way.
Mm-hmm. And that's a perfect example of self-promote.
Yes.
Perfect. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Ree, I know we have our last one.
Yeah.
And this is also very important. And I know you'll have a great breakdown about this. Research.
Yes. So number five, research is honestly maybe the most important on this list. These are not in any particular order, but you should definitely do this one at the beginning. Know what you're getting into. Know that in the last few years, gaming and tech have all had a huge boom of hiring during the pandemic here in the States, and they have since rubber banded in the other direction and have cut a lot of staff. Not more than any other period in the time when you look at a broad view, like if you zoom out to 10, 20 years, but it hurts a lot right now. Mm-hmm. It hurts to see people getting their 4-10 year careers cut short. It hurts to see people who are really good at what they do get cut, and then the company hires somebody brand new a few months later to do the same work. And it hurts a lot to lose a lot of these outlets and entities in the gaming industry that we've loved consuming. from the, you know, big, huge media conglomerates like Rooster Teeth all the way down to our podcast, like What's Good Games. It's tough. It's tough to see Game Informer get cut. It's tough to see, you know, all of these different outlets having a lot of trouble. Different news sites getting cut down to one or two editors or journalists where they used to have a whole team. It hurts to see studios close, people who made amazing games that we love to play all the time. And it's tough. But knowing all of that is happening does not mean that there isn't room for more people to come in. If anything, this is the time when a lot of new companies and new ideas and new entities are starting to form. And it's important that you know that. It's important that you know that live service games are getting a lot of heat right now. It's important that you know that, this is a really good tidbit, PvE is successful more often than PvP these days. It's important you know that the games that are number one on Steam are 10 years old.
Yes.
It's important that you understand the industry you're trying to get into. More than just, I like to play 2K, or I love to play Forza, or I love to play Fortnite. It is much more than that. And you have to understand that the console space is weird. They don't usually make money on consoles, but PlayStation is selling the PS5 Pro at $700, and that you don't get a stand with it, and that Xbox might be doing a handheld, but maybe not. Mm-hmm. But then also Nintendo's expecting to launch a handheld soon. Are they going to be competing head-to-head? There's also the question about where is the PC market going? Individual builds are really hard, but there are a lot of really great companies, like, I won't name all of them, but there are a lot of great companies that are making, like, out-of-the-box PC builds. So there's peripheral markets, there's the accessories, there's disc versus online distribution, there's cloud right now that's just making a huge moment, and there's some people trying to force AI and crypto and Web3 into gaming. You need to know how all this stuff works, and doing your research and understanding the industry holistically is going to set you up so much for a crucial success, and more importantly, to keep you from making big, big mistakes. Because there are a lot of bets that people have made that don't pan out. There are a lot of things that people try to rely on or, you know, go get into that end up crumbling. And you can save yourself so much time and so much energy and so much heartache if you know what you're getting into. I say all of that to say, ooh, Danny and I have a project in the works that can maybe help some people out here. This is not anything that we're ready to share 100%, but we want to help, and we want to make this information, all of this knowledge, this 30 plus years of collective understanding, more available to people, because it shouldn't just live in our heads and it shouldn't just only be available to our clients. We want to make this a little bit easier for other people who are very passionate and who are really motivated to get into this and take it seriously. Not just as a little fun project or a little side hobby. Like, this is what we hope to build, is something that will help people who truly want to make this a career. Because it's possible, and kids like us, when we were kids, weren't told that it was, and we want people to know that it is.
Yeah, so, and we didn't even have this type of content available out to the world when we were young, when we were up and coming. We learned this ourselves, basically.
Yes.
You know,
we had to figure it out as we went along. It wasn't packaged up for us the way that we hoped to package it up for other people. And it definitely wasn't free. And it wasn't easy. And it wasn't without a lot of pain and a lot of mistakes, like I said. So 100%. We hope to pass on all of our learnings and expertise and failures and successes in some way to help the next generation, because we need you to come in and help make this place better.
Definitely. And now the project that we're working on, hopefully in the future we'll announce it, we'll let you guys know on the Danny and Rihanna show, so make sure to stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned
for more details. Anything else, Ree? I think this is good. Great way to end the show. Do you want do you have anything else to bring up?
That's it. You know, hopefully this is helpful to some people. I know a lot of folks who follow us are already in the industry. So I would love to hear in the comments or sound off below what you think should be on this list. What are some surefire tips to give to people who want to get into the industry, and maybe even share your formula and how it worked out for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone, please give us, post some comments, feedback. let us know your thoughts about this conversation. Hopefully we could do more of these in the future, like different top five advice of like different things.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to give advice on one hand because I feel like I'm still a 16-year-old child. But on the other hand, I've been doing this for 10 years now. You know, I do know a couple of things and I've seen a lot of different sides of this industry. So, you know, like we're saying, like, we really just want to help and shed light on some stuff that might be a little mysterious to people.
Yeah. So everyone, thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel, subscribe on our podcast. We're available at every podcast streaming services out there. Make sure to check it out. And we'll be out. I think we'll be back next week. More conversation, more content. Stay tuned. Until next time, we're out.
Bye. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.